Today we're talking about shopping, but the kind of shopping where you can buy almost anything without even leaving your house. Yes, we're talking about internet shopping. We spoke to Russell Padmore from the BBC World Service. He's a business reporter, and we went along to one of the busiest shopping streets in London, Oxford Street, to ask him more about internet shopping. First of all, I asked him just how big this trend is in the UK.
Perhaps 10 years ago, we'd have been talking about virtually zero. But I can tell you today, internet shopping is a really significant part of the retail sector in the UK.
Which other part of the world is seeing an increase in the use of the internet?
It's not just confined to the developed economies of the world. It's not just the United States or Western Europe or Japan. Elsewhere, we're starting to see the internet becoming a serious area where people can do business. In Africa, many telecom companies are developing their business. They also see the growth of the internet.
We wanted to know from Russell if internet shopping was likely to get even more popular in the future.
Internet shopping is definitely going to increase in the future. It's changing the traditional method of shopping. But let's remember, there are some things that people still want to buy in a shop. If you're buying a pair of trousers, if you're buying a new shirt, people still feel more comfortable going into, let's say, one of these grand shops where we're here on Oxford Street in London. They want to see that particular piece of clothing, feel it, touch it. Perhaps more importantly, if it's a pair of shoes, try them on.
Some people we asked are actually a bit worried about shopping on the internet.
I use the internet quite a lot. I just sometimes worry about putting my card details in.
The problem is that you have to put all the information related to your debit card and credit card, which I think it's so dangerous.